Let's jump into our sugya. And if you remember, so last week we spoke about really a lot of the materials and the different types of materials and how the din of Malabain manifests. Oh, we have a new member of the Shir. Excellent. Very nice. So how the different materials, in order to be over on Kibus, or how to be over on Malabain, so it depends what type of material you're dealing with. If you're dealing with material like bad, clothing, so then it's just wetting it that triggers the din of Malabain, the Isser of Malabain. If you're dealing with leather, so it requires also rubbing. We got into plastics and how Rav Moshe said we have to treat plastics the same way that you treat leather. Today, I'd like to speak, at least for a couple of minutes in the beginning. This is part of a larger sugya, and we're not going to go through the entire sugya, but just to give you some of the Rashi Prakim about the din, this idea that kibus, one's already over on the Isser of kibus, just through shriya, just through soaking or wetting the garment, right? We said that in general, in order to be over on kibus, you wet something, you rub it, and then you bring it out. But when it comes to regular materials, bad garment, so then just wetting it is already a problem of kibus. There's already an Isser d'oraisa of Malabain. So there are one or two sugyas, or even more than that, sugyas and shas, that suggest that when you wet something, even material, you're not over on the Isser of kibus, and you're allowed to wet something. What am I referring to? So, for instance, there's a Gemara in Yuma. We all know that on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to wet yourself. You're not allowed to clean yourself. You're not allowed to clean garments on Yom Kippur. However, the Gemara says that even though there's an Isser of Rechitza, you're not allowed to wash yourself. I don't mean in terms of cleaning garments. Can't clean garments on Shabbos either. But on Yom Kippur, we know that there's a special, one of the Chamesh Inuyim is that you're not allowed to wash yourself, the Isser of Rechitza. So yet the Gemara in Yuma says that a person is allowed to go visit his Rebbe on Yom Kippur. And if visiting his Rebbe requires him to pass through a river where all of his clothing is going to get wet, he's still allowed to do it. How can that be? Isn't there an Isser of Kibus? Isn't it Usser to get your clothing wet? There's also a Gemara in Beitza. The Gemara in Beitza says that if a woman has to go to the mikveh, and when she comes out of the mikveh, she wants to put on tahor clothing, right? This is talking about in the times when they would have to be makbid on tumah v'tara, not only for the relationship between a husband and wife, but also in order to eat kadshim, truma. So the woman needs to be tahor. She doesn't have any tahor clothing. So what does she want to do? She wants to be tovel in the mikveh in her clothing. She's going to be tovel in the mikveh with loose-fitting clothing. And if she's tovel in the mikveh with loose-fitting clothing, so she can be tovel, because the water will get between her and her clothing, and her clothing will also be in the mikveh. So the Gemara in Beitza says that that's allowed. If a woman doesn't have any other clothing, she's allowed to go to the mikveh on Shabbos or Yontiv with her clothing on, loose-fitting clothing, and through this gain tahara for herself and her clothing. Oh, asks Tosfos, but isn't she going to be over on the Isser of Kibus? Because we said that wetting clothing, even if you don't rub it, Shriyaso Zohu Kibuso, just wetting clothing is already an Isser of laundering, is already an Isser of Kibus. So how did the Rishonim address this? So Tosfos asks this question in both sugyas, both in Yuma regarding walking to your Rebbe on Yom Kippur, and in Beitza regarding a woman going into the mikveh. My father asked last year, also, is a lot of person allowed to go out of his house and walk in the rain on Shabbos? You know it's raining. Can you walk out and walk in the rain? You know you're going to get your clothing all wet. So this is a machlokas in the Balei Tosfos, how to explain these cases. The Ri says a big chiddush. Now it's a big chiddush, but it's something that's also something that's semi-intuitive. The Ri writes that the Isser of Kibus is only with dirty clothing. There's no Isser of Kibus with clean clothing. And therefore, if the woman is wearing clean clothing, if the Talmud who's going to his Rebbe is wearing clean clothing, there's no Isser to get it wet. You're allowed to get clean clothing wet on Shabbos. That's not an issur of kibbutz. Kibbutz is only with dirty clothing. That's the view of the Ri. The Rashbam says differently. He says, no, the din of shriyaso zo kibbutzo also applies by clean clothing. Just like it's usher to get dirty clothing wet, it's usher to get clean clothing wet. However, suggests Rashbam, if the process of wetting it ruins it or dirties it more than what it was before, what he calls derech lichluch, then it's not a problem. If getting the clothing, let's take the example of the guy who's walking through the river to get to his rebbe. If you're wearing nice clean clothing, so there's an issur of kibbutz according to the Rashbam. But if you walk through a river to get to your rebbe, you can imagine what your nice white shirt is going to look like when you come out of that river. It's not going to be cleaner. It's going to be dirtier because the river water is not clean water. There's mud in there and there's dirt. And therefore, if it's derech lichluch, there's no problem of kibbutz with a garment. That's shita number two.
So maybe you can say the same thing that's with also with the rain, with all the pollution in the air. It's not clean water.
Excellent. Good. So we're going to get there in 1 second. Excellent. The third view in the Rishonim is the Urayim. The Urayim, Rabbi Eliezer of Metz, was a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, also one of the Bali Tosfos. And the Sefer Urayim writes, no, I don't accept any of these kulas. There is an Isser of Shriyasur Zeo Kibuso, whether you're dealing with clean clothing or dirty clothing. And this Heter of my Rebbe, of Derech Lichluch, I also don't accept it. So I just told you three shitas. The reason I'm sharing all three shitas with you is because if you look in the Mishnah Brura, in the very beginning of Simon Shin Beis, so the Mishnah Brura says, I have to give a little hakdama to the dinim of, it's in Shin Beis Siftes. In Shin Beis Siftes, which is Lamed Tes in the Mishnah Brura, the Mishnah Brura has one of his hakdamas. He says, in order to understand this halacha, I have to give you a little bit of a background. And he quotes these three shitas. So again, let's just review very quickly these three shitas. Shita number one, the Ri, there's no problem with kibbutz. Shriyaso zo kibbutzo, wetting it, if we're dealing with clean garments. The view of Rabbeinu Tam, shita number two, there is a problem with clean garments, but not if it's derech lichluch, not if the process that you're engaging in is going to make the clothing more dirty. And shita number three is the Urayim. Across the board, it's a problem. There's a problem to wet clean clothing, just like dirty clothing, and there's no heter of derech lichluch. So if you open up your Shulchan Aruch, your Mishnah Brura, we'll take a look now at the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramban. We'll see how we paskin and get to then some practical examples. So if you take a look at Siftes, we are in Simon Shin Beis, says the Shulchan Aruch as follows. Mutter litain mayim al gabe minal l'shachshecho aval l'chabso. So let's just translate what we read so far. It is permissible to put water on a shoe. A shoe here means leather. L'shachshecho, which means to wet it. You're allowed to get it wet. Aval l'chabso, but to do kibbutz, dehainu, which means shemishafshef, Sido zel zeh, to start rubbing it, usser. And this is the yisod that we saw last week regarding leather. Leather, you're allowed to wet, but you're not allowed to wet it and rub it. Aval, and here's what we just spoke about now, aval beged, garments, shiyesh olav lichloch, that's dirty, usser afilu l'shachshecho, it's usser even just to wet it. Zehu kibuso, because wetting it is its kibus. And therefore, all you can do is mekancho bismartut, bekal velo bedachak pen yeschot. You're allowed to just like rub it off a little bit with a garment, but you're not allowed to wet it. Now, there's what to be medayik here in the Shulchan Aruch. What did the Shulchan Aruch say? It's usher to wet a garment that's shiyesha lav lichluch, that's dirty. Implication. A clean garment is not a problem to wet. Just in case you don't make the diuk. So the Rama spells it out for us explicitly. Says the Rama, ubeged she'ain olav lichluch, but a beged which is clean, it doesn't have any lichluch on it, mutter latet olav mayim muatim velo merubim. You're allowed to put some water on it, a little bit of water, not a lot of water, Why? Shema Yischot. Al pi halacha of kibus, you're allowed to get it very wet even. But because of the concern that you might squeeze it out, so you can't get it that wet. So the Rama here just paskin for us very clearly, and this seems to be the implication of the Shulchan Aruch, that like the view of the Ri, the most makel view, there's no iser kibus when dealing with a clean garment. Comes the Rama and says, v'yesh osrin b'chol inyan. Says the Rama, there are those who aser it even when you're dealing with a clean garment. And that's the view of Rabbeinu Tam. If you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah Memches, so he spells it out for us. Mishnah Berurah Memches. V'yesh osrim, this opinion, sfiruluhu demad amrinan shriyason zehu kibuson, that which we say that getting it wet is cleaning it, hu afilu bebeget she'en alav lechluch, is even with a clean garment. V'lachein afilu bimuaten, even with a little bit of water, is osrim mishum kibus. But im nesinas mayim al beged hu derech lichluch, but if putting the water onto the garment is going to make the garment more dirty, it's derech lichluch, shari, it's mutter. So you see, the two opinions that we saw are reflected here in the Shulchan Aruch. Rama is first makel, then the Rama brings a yesh. So we have a stam yesh, but it's in the Rama. In the Shulchan Aruch, we know stam yesh halacha kastam. In the Rama, we don't know if we always follow those rules, stam v'yesh, halacha kastam. But the Mishnah Berurah here, if you take a look at Memches, I didn't read all the way to the end, but the last line is, v'yesh lochesh l'deyazu l'achmir b'shel Torah. Since we're talking about a possible Isser D'oraisa, it's right to be machmir for this second opinion. So the Rama is machmir l'chumra, that paskins l'chumra, that we should be choshesh for Rabbeinu Tam. It's a problem to get a garment wet, even if it's a clean garment, unless it's derech lichluch. So let's just summarize the halacha, and then I want to talk about one or two very practical cases. So let's actually just first talk about, we mentioned going out into the rain. My father brought that up last week, and Shapsi just brought it up. So going out into the rain seemingly would be allowed, according to everybody, to go out into the rain on Shabbos, knowingly to go out into the rain. Why? Well, first of all, if you have a raincoat that's made out of plastic, meaning it's like a poncho or whatever, you know, some type of plastic rain apparel. So then it's okay to get a plastic wet as long as you don't rub it, right? The worst plastic will ever be, according to Rav Moshe, was like leather, which is usher if you wet it and rub it. Nobody looks at plastic like material. So to just etzem getting it wet is certainly not a problem. But even if you want to go out in your regular clothing and get your suit jacket all wet, so seemingly it would be allowed according to everyone. According to the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch, which is the Ri, that you're allowed to get clean clothing wet. So assuming you're wearing clean clothing, so you're allowed to go get it wet. And if we hold like the Rama, so even though you're not allowed to get clean, the second opinion in the Rama, even though you're not allowed to get clean clothing wet, but l'chora, this is derech lichluch, because I imagine that if you have a freshly pressed, nice white shirt and you go out into the rain, so going out into the rain is going to make it not as clean as it was originally. In case you live, let's say, you know, Shapsi started talking about air pollution and dirt in the air. You know, let's say you live in a place that has really clean air and the rain is not dirty. Well, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav has a very interesting extra kula. And he says that derech lichluch doesn't just mean getting it dirty. It means putting it into a less desirable state. So for instance, a person who's wearing dry clothing doesn't want their clothing to be wet. That's not called beautifying and making the I don't know, some people like to, you know, gel their hair and make their hair look nice and wet. So that, I guess, looks better when your hair is gelled. But most people, I don't think, want their clothing to be wet. If they don't look better, it doesn't make your clothing look more beautiful when your clothing is wet. And therefore, he says explicitly about going into the rain, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in the Siman, that would be considered derech lichluch. Okay, so the summary of halacha is placing water on a stain or a dirty garment is an iser d'oraisa. So for instance, if you have a dirty garment in your house, you can't throw it into a bucket of water to soak until after Shabbos. The Gemara in Zevachim actually quotes Rava saying that explicitly. to take a dirty garment and to soak it in water till after Shabbos is an Isser D'oraisa of Kippus, of Malabin. So that's in terms of a dirty garment. What about a clean garment? So this is a machlokas in the Shulchan Aruch. First opinion says clean garment's okay. Second opinion says clean garment is not okay unless it's derech lichluch. Mishneh Berurah says to be machmir for that opinion. And even when it is allowed, though, you have to be careful not to put too much water because we don't want to get into a situation of schita, which is wringing out a garment, wringing out something from the water that's in it. Okay, let's talk about some practical examples because I think that they will illustrate well what we're talking about here. So case number one is you just washed your hands for hamotzi and now you want to dry your hands. Where do you dry your hands? If you dry them on a towel, you just got a garment wet on Shabbos. You're over on the Isser of Kivus. I know you didn't launder it. Your intention wasn't to launder it, but the Maisa Isser of Malabin of Kivus is to wet a garment on Shabbos. Your hands are all wet from washing. Now you're going to dry your hands on a towel. So the Ramah rules that we are noheg to do it. Why? And the Mishnah Berurah points this out. We'll look in 1 second. Because this fulfills all the opinions, assuming that your towel is clean. If you hold like the Ri, there's nothing, the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch, there's nothing wrong with getting a clean garment wet. So if you have a clean towel, there's nothing wrong with getting it wet. Number one, even if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, like the second view in the Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed to get a clean garment wet, but certainly I would imagine this is called Derech Lichluch. Why? Because everyone just washed their hands. Your dirty hands, you're drying them. Part of the cleaning process is by drying them on the towel. What is that towel going to look like? We all know if you have guests over for Shabbos, so the wife usually will try to switch out the towel because the towel gets gross and wet and ichy. So they switch the towel to something else. So that's called derech lichluch. However, you will remember that the Urayim, that was that third shita that we quoted. The Urayim held no hetters whatsoever. You can't get a clean garment clothing wet. You can't even do it derech lichluch. So according to the Urayim, what are we going to need to do? So the Urayim, this is, we're going to see in the Shulchan Aruch in a second. You ever see people wash their hands? Then after they wash their hands, they like shake them out and then they dry them? Right. So why are they doing that? Some people say they're doing it because it's uncomfortable to have water on your hands. No, the Shulchan Aruch advises doing this in order to accommodate the view of the Urayim. The Urayim says you can't get something wet. And therefore, he says, try to get as much of the water off your hands as you can before drying them on the towel in order to, as best as possible, accommodate the view of the Urayim. So let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yud. Harochetz Yadav, somebody who washes his hands. Tov l'nagbam b'koach zo b'zo. It's best to dry them really hard, one on the other. Ulahasir mehem hamayim kfi yachalto, to remove as much water as you can. Kodem shiyekanchem b'mape, before you dry them on with the towel. And if you look in the Mishnah Berurah says, Hu kidei lotzeis gam das hayesh machmirim shekasavnu lamal. This is to fulfill the most machmir sheet of the Urayim, which I quoted in my introduction, that holds the one who holds that if that the Isser of Shriyasu Zo Kibuso applies even when it's derech lichluch, even when it's dirtying the thing you're drying with. Ella, okay, so then why is it okay even with any water, right? We said shake off the water until there's a drop left. Okay, but anything should be a problem. Ella de'imhu ma'at mayim sovrim de'ein b'zeh mishum chashash kibus. This opinion holds the Urayim, even though he's machmir, he realizes, you have to live. So the Urayim says that if there's a drop of water left on your hands, that's not kibus. If it's only a tiny, tiny amount, meaning there's a minimum amount of wetness that needs to be in order to be over on the Isser of kibus.
Shriyosoi zui kibusoi is that even if you have a big towel, that a certain part of the towel is wet, or it's on the whole towel?
Shriyosu Zeru Kibusa means to wet a garment. That is enough cleaning, enough of a cleansing activity that you're already over on the Isser of Malabi. It doesn't make a difference how
it could be a massive towel, even if it's a tiny bit of the towel.
Even a tiny bit, right. So the Urayim does point out that when we say a tiny bit, it has to be something that's halachically significant. A tiny, tiny bit, no one's going to see that as cleaning the garment if you have one little drop fall on. And therefore, that's why he says that if you shake off your hand, if you have your hands full of water, I mean, look at the towel. The towel's getting wet. But right, we all know if you drop one drop of water onto your shirt doesn't get wet. Right? It depends, obviously, how big the drop is. But that's what he says, that if you shake off your hands, that's enough to not be a problem for kibbutz. Now, if we keep reading in the Ramah, look what the Ramah says. And there are those who say that we don't have to be choshesh for the sheet of the Urayim. Because we don't say it in this context. Because that's derech lichluch when you dry your hands on a towel. And that's how we paskin. So it's interesting. The Shulchan Aruch in Tess was Mekel, and came the Ramon was Machmir. Then when we get to Yud, the Shulchan Aruch all of a sudden becomes Machmir and says, even though al-pi halacha you don't have to, it's best to try to fulfill the Shita. And now the Ramah comes in and is Mekel and says, no, you don't have to. You can stick with what I told you originally. Meaning the Ramah takes his Shita, the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, and he goes with it throughout. So when the Shulchan Aruch is Mekel like the Re, the Ramah says, hey, you don't have to be, we shouldn't be that Mekel. We should be Machmir like Rabbeinu Tam. But when the Shulchan Aruch then says, oh, but best to try to be Machmir for the Urayim, the Ramah comes in again and says, no. I said Allah is like Rabbeinu Tam. Stick with Rabbeinu Tam. Derech lichluch is mutter. Very interestingly, the Ramah continues, and look what he says now. This is a real extra kula. And this is also quoting from the Rishonim. V'lachein mutter l'nagiv yodav bebeget shehitil botinak me'raglayim kedei levatlam. Let's say you have a garment that a child urinates in, and now you want a daven. You want a bench, but you can't because there's fresh urine right near you. So what do you do? If we're talking about tsoa, excrement, that would be a big problem. We would have to be machik da'oramos and get it away. But when you're dealing with urine, what do? So the halacha is you just have to dilute it a little bit. You pour a little water on it, it's mevatel the meraglayim. Now what are you going to do? You want a bench, and the kid just urinated on your shirt a little bit. So how can you bench? You can't pour water on your shirt because you're not allowed to wet your shirt. That's everyone holds that's a problem because that's cleaning. That's a dirty shirt. The whole machlokas was maybe a clean shirt is not a problem. This is a dirty shirt. What are you going to do? So the Talmud Chochem, he comes up with a chap. What does he do? He goes, oh, I have to wash mayim achronim. So he washes his hands mayim achronim. And then where does he dry his hands? He dries them on his shirt on the urine spot. Now, is that okay? Comes the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah and says, you can even dry your hands on the urine spot. Why? She'en zerach derech lichluch ba'alma. It's derech lichluch. What do you mean it's derech lichluch? You're doing it in order to clean your shirt. But the Ramah is mekel enough and says that since you're doing an act which is generally associated with derech lichluch, you're drying your hands on a garment. Therefore, he holds that it's okay to do it derech lichluch, even though your real intention is to be muvato the meraglayim. And he just concludes and says, aval osur litein mayim mamish al meraglayim kedei levatlam. But certainly it's usur to pour water straight onto them. Yes,
simply. Isn't there an issue with drying your hands on your clothing?
You mean like kasha l'shichacho, something like that?
I think so, yeah, no.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Okay, yes, that would be true. But it could be that if a situation, you know, that's like all things being equal. But if you need to bench and this is the only shirt you have, or it could be he's not talking about a shirt. Maybe he's talking about, you know, you have, I don't know, some type of baby blanket or something. Then again, you should then be able to just move the blanket away, right? You don't need to be mevatel. Just take the blanket and put it in another room, unless we're going to start getting into that. It's muksa. But yes, that is something that's brought up. And I don't know, maybe if that's your only shirt and this is the only way you can bench, now you're not going to bench without a shirt on. So that would be the advice. The Be'er Halacha has another very interesting kula. Again, a kula, but it's not a real kula. It's just it's something that we learn from this halacha. And this is the base. The Be'er Halacha talks about bathing a baby on Yontif. Let's say you need to bathe the baby on Yontif. And the problem, he writes, this is interesting, you know, this is true up by us nowadays also, the bottom of the bath is very slippery. If you put the baby into the bath, the baby might slip. It's not safe. So what do you want to do? You want to take a towel and put it into the bottom of the bath basin. So that way the baby can be on the towel, and I guess it's softer for the baby and the baby won't slip and it's safer. So the Bar Halacha right here in Dibra Maskel Delo. So he writes, the Inyan Rechitzas Tinok B'yantiv B'mayim Chamin, that b'derech, during the chol, during the week, the derech is that you put under him a mitpachat, you put some type of towel under him in the areva, in the bin, in the basin that you're washing him in. So, and he writes, it's yefsher lerchotz tino katan below there, right? You would think like the response would be like, so just be a man and give the kid a bath without the blank, without the towel. But he says, no, it's impossible. You can't give the kid a bath without this towel in there. Ubiyantav, yesh b'zeh iser kibus. But on yantav, this is a problem. It's kibus. Because you're shoro so b'mayim. So he writes, achiev shor lerchotz below zeh. He says it again, but you can't do it without this. So therefore, yesh lahatir. I think it's okay as long as, first of all, the towel is clean. If the towel is clean, so already according to the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch, it's okay. You're allowed to get a clean towel wet. And even according to the second opinion, he says, l'chora, this is considered derech lichlich. Because, you know, the baby probably urinates a little bit in the bath and the baby's dirty. So when you take out the towel, now, why is he saying it's probably considered derech lichlich? Because it's a good chance when you take out the towel, it looks just as clean as when it went in. It's not going to necessarily look dirty. It's not so perceptible to the eye. But he says, l'chora, we can consider this to be derech lichluch as well. And therefore, he allows putting a towel into the baby's bath. Okay. Now, you might ask, wait a second, that's getting a towel really wet. What about the problem of schita? We already said you can't get something too wet because you might wring it out. So he writes also that this is not a problem because since a baby has a status on Shabbos of a chol hashem bo sakana, so we assume that these durabbanans like Shema Yischot, you're not allowed to actually do schita. I mean, just want to make sure that's clear. Doing schita is for sure nisur d'oraisa. You can't do schita on it. But this idea of not getting it too wet, shema, you might come to do schita, that d'rabbanan, they didn't institute by dealing with a chola, and a child is considered a chola and halacha for Shabbos, and therefore it's not a problem. So that's a very interesting kula that emerges from the halacha that we just learned. I'll give you one more practical case that is very nogea. I mean, Emir Tzashem, the numbers should continue to be very low in terms of COVID, and it shouldn't be halacha lemaisa for us anymore. But something that was discussed in the poskim regarding the COVID pandemic was spraying some type of disinfectant spray on your clothing. There are, this is not like the infamous drinking the bleach that was suggested by a certain world leader, or it was supposedly suggested by a certain world leader. This is talking about there are certain areas and certain China developed it, and I believe Israel developed it as well, disinfectant tunnels that they put in cities for people to walk through, and it would spritz them with some type of liquid that would disinfect them and their clothing from COVID. And it was discussed, I'm going to send you notes on everything that we've done the past 2 weeks, and I have a video link in there if you'd like to see a video about these disinfectant tunnels. So the question was asked, you let it go into this on Shabbos. Now, obviously, it has to be a tunnel where the disinfectant doesn't spray on you based on you coming in, but it's constantly spraying. So this was a question, if this would be okay. And the Pashto, so in the poskim, you know, we would say, oh, maybe this is a machlokas Shulchan Aruch Ramah. According to the Shulchan Aruch, and the first opinion in the Ramah, it should be allowed if your clothing is clean. And according to the second opinion in the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah, it shouldn't be okay. But l'chora, this would be considered Derech lichluch. It would certainly be no different than going out into the rain and be considered derech lichluch. Schita is a little bit of a discussion. Question is, how much wet does it need to get in order for there to be an issur of schita, which we'll talk about in the future. And also, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa writes explicitly that spraying some type of disinfectant onto your clothing, if it's for health purposes, is allowed. We don't make the gezeira derabbanan in that situation either. Okay. I'd like to move on to a new topic. We only have a couple of minutes, but I'd like to at least begin the next topic. And it's a very interesting discussion. So up until now, everything we've discussed has been laundering with water. Just water, water and rubbing. Today we discussed, is water always a problem? right? Perhaps with clean clothing, water is not a problem. Perhaps derech lichluch, water is not a problem. That's why we can dry our hands on towels. Today, I'd like to just begin talking about, is there ever an Isser Kibbutz without water? What do I mean by without water? So a very fascinating Gemara. It's on your source sheet. I don't know how many of you have it, so maybe I'll just pull it up very quickly. The Gemara says like this. It's Gemara and Shabbos. Amar Rav Huna, you're able to see the screen there? Amar Rav Huna, haminayar taliso b'Shabbos. Someone who shakes out his talis on Shabbos, his talis means his clothing. Someone who shakes out his clothing on Shabbos is chayev chatos. What does chayev chatos tell us? It's an isur d'oraisa. So this Gemara just told us it's an isur d'oraisa to shake out your clothing on Shabbos. Why is it a problem to shake out your clothing on Shabbos? So first of all, let's just look at Rashi. Rashi's on the left side of the page. Hamaner taliso min ha'ofar. From dust. Is chayev chatos. Why? Dizehu libuna. Because that is the way that you clean it. That's how you do libun, when you have a garment that has dust on it. So according to Rashi, this Gemara just asered, because of libun, malabin, asered dusting off your clothing on Shabbos. And not only is it aser, but what does it say in the Gemara? Chayev chatos. It's an iser d'oraisa. Now the Gemara continues. V'lo amran elo b'chadeti. Couple of conditions. This very machmir psak, that even just knocking off dust is an iser d'oraisa. Lo amran elo b'chadeti. It's only if we're dealing with clean, with new clothing. Aval ba'atike leslanba, but not when dealing with old clothing. Lo amran elo b'ochme, only dealing with black clothing. Aval b'chivure v'sumke leslanba, but if it's white clothing or red clothing, it's not a problem. Vihu dekapit alayhu, and it's dafka when you're makbid on the dust. So the Gemara has three conditions that need to be filled in order to be over on the Isser d'oraisa. Has to be new clothing, black clothing, Shemir Shabbos Kol Chasa says dark, any dark clothing, and it has to be that you're makbid. So let's look into this. So as we saw, Rashi says that we're talking about dust. He says this is malabin, zehu libuna. And what does it mean this is malabin? This is the way that you significantly improve and clean a garment that has dust on it. You brush it off. Now this is a very big chiddush, because we're seeing here that you can be over on the Isser Malabin even without water. Now Rashi's chiddush is argued on by many other Rishonim. The Ritva tells us why. He says that other Rishonim disagree, because how can you have Libun? How can you have Malabin? How can you have an Isser of laundering, cleaning without water? It's almost part of the definition of cleaning, that you use water. And therefore, if you look at Tosfos on the page, he quotes from Rabbeinu Chananel, but it's really Rabbeinu Tam, because we have Rabbeinu Chananel now on Shabbos. Rabbeinu Chananel says like Rashi. So it's Rabbeinu Tam. Perish Rabbeinu Tam, min hatal she'olav. It doesn't mean dust. It means some dew, some rain. You have some liquid drops. Dainu kibos v'libun. This is kibos and libun. And you're chayev chatos. So this is a machlokas Rashi Tosfos. According to Rashi, the din of Minayar Taliso B'Shabbos is talking about from dust. According to Tosfos, it's talking about with dew, with liquid that fell on. And it's talking about brushing liquid off of your jacket. If some, I don't know, Sprite spritzes onto your jacket, so you want to rub it off, that would be considered cleansing your garment, because nobody wants the Sprite on their jacket, and it improves the appearance of your jacket by rubbing it off. It's beautifying it, and it's dafka via water. It's, or it's in the context of water. So for Rabbeinu Tam, that is the definition of Minayar Taliso B'Shabbos. So let's just take a look at how we paskin regarding this. Now maybe I'll just throw in one or two other points. One is these conditions. What's the story with these conditions in the Gemara? It needs to be black, new, and it needs to be something that you're makbid on. So many poskim, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Yalkut Yosef, they paskin the kula that you dafka need all three of these conditions. So that means that this halacha of dusting off a jacket or a hat is only if we're talking about a new black hat or a new black jacket that you're makbid on, that you care. Comes the Ber Halacha and the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, and they point out something in that Gemara. Let me bring up that Gemara for 1 second. If you look at the Gemara words things very interestingly. It says, Lo Amran Ella Bechadati. It only was said by new clothing. The Lo Amran Ella Beochme. And it was only said by black. Vihu de Kapit Alayu. Why does it change? Why doesn't it say, the Lo Amran Ella de Kapit Alayu? Why does it say, Vihu de Kapit Alayu? So the Ber Halacha suggests, and there are some other Achram that seem to be suggesting this way as well, that there's really only one condition. And that condition is, are you makbid or are you not makbid? Do you care about the dust that's there or do you not care? Oh, so why did the Gemara say it has to be new and it has to be black? Because at the time of the Gemara, that was the classic conditions that people were makbid on. People back then, if they had brand new dark colored clothing, why dark color? Because you can see the dust much more on the dark clothing. You can see the water much clearer on the dark clothing. So if it's dark clothing that's new and you're makbid, all three conditions, that's how the Shulchan Aruch HaRav learns. But again, according to the Ber Halacha, according to the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, you don't need all three conditions. There's really one meta condition. And what's that one meta condition? Are you makbid or are you not makbid? And what does that mean, are you makbid? What does it mean, you care or you don't care? So the definition of that is, all the poskim write, is during the week, would you walk out this way? Or would you first clean it off before you walk out this way on Shabbos? During the week. Would you mind that there's a little bit of dust? You know, for instance, some people, if they have dust over here, they're definitely going to clean that off. But okay, everybody can look down at their pants right now and see. A lot of times people have some dust sort of at the bottom of their pants near where their shoes are. And they're much less makbid about that because that gets kicked up sometimes when you're walking. And people aren't so makbid to knock that off. Okay, obviously, if you're going to a state dinner, if you're going to, you know, you're getting an award somewhere, you're going to take that dust off also. But the average, for you, if you generally are a person who's makbid on this type of dust during the week, so then this would be a problem, and it would be an isser, dioraisa, according to the Gemara, to brush that off. It's very interesting. The Ber Halacha, some people have a misconception about this. The Ber Halacha brings up a suffix. What if I'm standing next to my friend, and I see that my friend's jacket is dirty, and it's the type of dust that I wouldn't be makbid on. But he is makbid on it. Am I allowed to brush it off for him? Because for the garment, the owner of the garment, it's the type of thing that he's makbid on. So in terms of the garment, this is considered cleaning. But for me, since I'm not makbid on it, right, that's the idea here. When you're not makbid on it, this is not called beautifying and cleaning the garment. Because you don't care about the dust. For you, it doesn't make a difference. Interesting, and the Ber Halacha leaves it as a tzarachian. It doesn't paskin. Some people think that it's okay to brush other people's jackets off. The Ber Halacha leaves that as a tzarachian. He doesn't paskin on that issue. He brings it up as a possibility, but he doesn't paskin. What's very interesting,
I think.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think I've seen people that like would ask a Sephardi to wipe off their jacket from the dust that's on it.
Ah, okay, excellent. Very good. So we'll get there in 1 second. Very excellent. So, right, why Asfardi? So we'll see why Asfardi in a second. Very good. Last point that I'm just going to point out is that Rav Shlomo Zalman was asked, what about something that I wouldn't dust off during the week, but I would dust it off for Shabbos? Because it's Shabbos, Pasnish. I'm going to walk out like this on Shabbos? So he says, that's not called Makbid. Makbid doesn't mean you're Makbid because of Kavod Shabbos. Makbid means that during the week, you would knock this off. You would brush it off. Okay, so just to take 2-3 more minutes here, how do we paskin in the Shulchan Aruch? So if you flip to Sif Aleph in Sinan Shin Beis, so you'll see, and this is what Baruch was talking about there. Haminayar talis chadosha shchora, the Shulchan Aruch says. Someone who brushes off a black talis, brand new black garment, min hatal she'aleha, from the tal which is on it, is chayiv. Why? Shehanir yafala kmo kibus, because shaking it off is like cleaning it. It makes it beautiful, just like cleaning does. V'hu she'makbid alav, it's only if he's makbid. Shlo lov shel below ne'er, not to wear it this way without first brushing it off. So you see that the Shulchan Aruch, i.e. the Sfardim, paskin not like Rashi, they paskin like Tosfos. And then, if you look in the Ramah says, Yesh Omrim, I'm skipping a few words, Yesh Omrim de Usr Linoir Beged Min Ha'avak She'alav, that it's usr to dust it off from the dirt that's on it, if you're Makbid. V'tov Lachosh L'dvarav, and it's good to be Machmir for this opinion. And he quotes Rashi. So what comes out is that according to the Shulchan Aruch, the whole din of Minayar Talisa was talking about from liquid. But according to the Shulchan Aruch, if there's dust on your jacket, it's not a problem to dust it off, to shake it off. According to the Ramah is the one who quotes this opinion of Rashi, that even dust is going to be a problem. The Mishnah Brura in Vav says that even though the Ramah says Tov Lachlish L'dvarav, L'maisa, many Rishonim Paskin like Rashi, and therefore the Mishnah Brura says, this is not considered Tov. This is not just good advice. But Me'ikar Adin, we should be Machmir for Rashi. So Ashkenazim are Me'ikar Adin, Machmir for Rashi. Dust on your clothing, if it's something that you'd be Makbid on, is a problem to knock it off, to brush it off. Sfardim are Mekel about dust, but would be Machmir for liquid, and Rashi L'chor would be Machmir for liquid as well. His Chiddush is that also dust. And the Mishnah Brura therefore gives some very nice advice, and we'll end with this. Mishnah Brura therefore advises that when you go to shul on Shabbos, be careful to put your hat and jacket in a clean place, because if you put it in a dusty place, you're going to be tempting yourself to brush it off on Shabbos, and it might be a problem. I heard a story, I'll end, I know I said I was going to end with that, but I just, it reminded me of a story, so let me just end with a very, very quick story. There's a story that when Rav Soloveitchik, I don't have all the details here, but apparently the way I heard the story was that when Rav Soloveitchik was in the University of Berlin, before he came to the United States, he was a young man, and he first was brought up in Haslovich by his father, and he then went to Berlin to university, and when he was in Berlin once, he was walking on Shabbos, he had a, I don't think he was going to a class, but he had to for some reason appear, he had to go, walk to the university for some reason on Shabbos. So he was walking to the university, I don't know if he had to meet someone or something, and a flower dumped out of a truck, like right near him, and his whole suit got covered in flour, and he went to this meeting in the University of Berlin, covered in flour, and when they asked him, you know, why are you at the meeting? He said, this is my way of respecting the Sabbath. And he explained that he's not allowed to dust off his clothing from all of the flour that had gotten onto his clothing. And this is very similar. We said this Rav Moshe and a tshuva when we learned muksa, that if you leave the some type of muksa on the Shabbos table and you feel like, oh, it's not covered to leave it on the Shabbos table, that is the covered of Shabbos, that you're not moving the muksa. Okay. Sorry, I went a few minutes overtime here. Everyone have a great week.